Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Practice times in an effort. They're flying out to L.A. this afternoon. I wonder, is there weather or anything in the forecast? Or maybe they just want to get out west sooner. What's that?
Get that together time.
That makes sense.
And a lot of people do that. You know, when they're going out there, they go a day early. Or if they come here, they come a day early.
No, I understand that. I mean they're moving up the plans today.
Oh, okay.
By like... 45 minutes. So I didn't know if, who knows? Maybe DQ got a dope restaurant reservation. He wants to make it. Who knows?
I'm a flout.
We got a bunch of callers here. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to give away Terps tickets. The Terps are undefeated, hosting the Washington Huskies this weekend. Big game in College Park. First time the Washington Huskies have ever been to the Snake Pit. Coming into College Park after dark, you better watch out. Right now, though, we're hitting the phones. What is your biggest surprise of the Commanders' early season? Let's go to our guy, Drew, on line one. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I think my biggest surprise is, especially on the road games, that they've come out flat. And, you know, I try to compare that to last year. And I thought last year, and I kind of put this a little bit on the coaches and the front office, the last year the team, they were clearly – playing for each other. You know, guys were going that extra mile. There was a level of extra intensity. You know, in some ways they were fighting above their weight class, if you will. And I kind of think that the deal with Terry, not what happened, you know, I think that was football business, but I think it might have reminded everyone that this is a business and some of that brotherhood stuff may have been a little, you know, overhyped. And so it's kind of reverting back to the mean, and we're just not seeing that extra level of motivation or that extra level of intensity that we had last year. And I think they got to get that back somehow. And I do think that what went on, you know, in the back offices might have had an impact with what's on the field. I don't think it's a lot, but I think it might just be that edge because it just feels like that's just been flat, especially in Green Bay and Atlanta. So I don't know what you think about that.
It's interesting. I mean, the reality of pro football is there's going to be changes to the roster every mm-hmm. year. Maybe the Terry thing had a bit of a hangover during camp. But, like, the only thing I'll say, Terry McLaurin not practicing didn't prevent putting pads on more often or hitting more. You know what I mean? Like, if you think it's camp-related.
If the Terry thing affected it, then why they don't come out flat at home? You know, it would be flat every game. It's only been on the road.
It's odd.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good call, Drew. Thanks, buddy. We'll keep the phone lines going. Ricardo's in Waldorf. What's up, Ricardo?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
Top
up, man?
Of the morning to everybody. Jeremy Chinn, if you look at the defense, that was the problem with the defense. That guy can hit. And you look at it from last year, he was a hitter. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but me looking at the game, as far as the defense, I think that was the missing piece.
So Chinn was really good in the run. Chinn, like you said, can absolutely hit. He can run and hit, especially in that Buffalo Nick, like the big safety role. Mm-hmm. Chinn could play. I don't know that he was a great cover guy either. I think Will Harris, I'm not saying he's a bad one, but I don't know if he's a great one. I think Will Harris looked really good early. I think the Will Harris injury is a pretty big deal, honestly. If now teams get hurt, that's just a fact. Like, you're going to have to figure it out because he's not coming back.
Yep.
But I don't know that it's chin out is a direct cause, but it's a fair question. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, what are you most surprised by through four games?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Doing good, man.
Good, man. I had some Fritos.
I'm good. My biggest surprise is these finicky, wishy-washy fans of ours. Like, listen, man, I don't know what people was thinking that we was going to go undefeated, but from my memory, the last two teams that went undefeated lost in the Super Bowl. So with that being said, I'd rather we lose some games. But anyways, the finicky, wishy-washy fans, like when our boys are down, us, as my opinion, my thought process as a fan, we're supposed to be the ones that give them that energy to help pick them up. Two, the other one, the people that were for the whole Terry contract situation, all of a sudden, all these people saying, oh, Terry isn't good. Ain't nobody said nothing like that last year before the whole Terry contract situation. So that's my biggest surprise, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, listen to me, dude. Contract negotiations happen, holdouts happen. I'm not blaming nothing that's happening wrong with the team on Terry. I mean, that's a stretch. If more guys handle their own business and let's be real, name me a guy that's playing to the best of their ability right now, and they're not going to understand it. But if ain't nobody playing the best of their ability, you damn sure can't blame it on somebody else.
Thanks for the call, Juke. Let's get one more in here. Jaden is in PA. What's up, Jaden?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden, you there?
Jaden, what's up?
Play last week. Was that Terry's fault?
Nah, bro. Listen. Listen. Let's be real. Our team came out this year, and they had a lot of success last year. And maybe, just maybe, some of them are thinking that it was going to be as easy as it was, and it's not. They're going to just have to, all they got to do is go back to the drawing board. And understand, we got to fight for this thing. And if they go out and they all come out and give that type of effort, they win games. If they keep thinking people going to just roll over them, no. You are now the hunted. Last year, you were the hunter. You are the hunted now. And the fact that you're being hunted, you have to be prepared for anything from everybody. That's all it is. It's competition. It's sports. If you never played it, you don't understand it. You played it at certain levels. As you went up, you saw how dominant it gets. When you are good, one year or one game, people start gunning for you the next time. That's all that's happening.
There was one thing I wanted to point out yesterday from the injury report. DQ gives a lot of veterans Wednesdays off.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's a fairly light practice for them. Thursday's their big practice in pads. Like yesterday, Von Miller got a rest day. Tunsil got a rest day. Nick Ballore got a rest day. I don't believe Zach Ertz has ever practiced on a Wednesday in his tenure here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Dorrance Armstrong missed practice with an illness. They didn't list it as rest. Something to watch there? I think it's just something to keep an eye on.
Did he finish the game? He left the game the other night?
I don't think he left the game.
I don't recall him leaving, so... Maybe something flared up later on and they just said, let's give him some time to rest. But if you have a knee and they also give you time to rest, they're not going to sit up there and say, or we gave him rest because there is an injury there. Because if you do not play, you end up something happening and you don't can't play, then the league will come at you. So the fact that he's on the injury report with the knee thing, they can still be giving him rest time. You get what I'm saying?
Totally. It might prove to be nothing. It's just of everything on the injury report yesterday, there wasn't much that surprised me. I thought the Cosme news was really good. Percy Butler was back in a limited role, which I think could help the secondary a lot. The Mikey thing was the only thing that kind of caught my eye and said, for the Chargers, they haven't ruled Joe Alt out yet. They just have him listed as doubtful. He didn't practice yesterday. Keenan Allen didn't practice yesterday. Now, that's a rest day for him. Derwin James landed on their practice report with a limited. Derwin James is really good. You know what landed him on the practice on the injury report, B?
What?
His glute.
You got a glute muscle? Glute injury?
Maybe the glutes aren't activating.
Mm.
Go down to Brazil. Get that glute lift.
Nah, I don't think that's going to help him. Not in football.
All right. Within the next hour, you're going to hear from Joe Witt. Coming up next, we're giving away Terps tickets. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.